relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
This is America First, and here's your host, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
I just want to listen to the music. It's Space 1999, okay, guys? It's great, especially that electric guitar. It's Friday, I can have a bit of fun, can't I? Oh, by the way, I keep getting these random ideas. I'll be at home in the morning, and it'll be late at night. I'll be driving my car, walking the dog, and I never write them down, and I just remembered one. Can you give me that guy, Mr. G, on the mic? Are you there, Mr. G?
Yes.
I had an idea. Tell me if it's just a little bit too kind of cute. I think we should have a segment every week where we just really, can I say piss off? Well, I can really, really try hard to piss off Media Matters.
I like that.
I mean, just make sure that they write the transcript for at least one of my segments a week, don't you think?
Twice a week.
Twice a week. And just actually tell them, hi, this is for you, Media Matters.
What are you going to say? I love America?
A little bit more spicy, like, you know, let's like, you know, conspiracy. Let's talk about conspiracy theories that drive them crazy. Let's talk about George Soros. What do you think?
That'll get him.
I think it's just too... But is it too easy, Jeff?
Pretty much, but that'll get him right there. They're already typing away.
And yeah, because, I mean, I don't have the money to do transcripts of my show like that rich guy Hugh Hewitt does.
And it'd be good, too, just for them there, because they kind of slacked off when they started working from home with the shutdown.
They did. They really slowed down, didn't they?
Yeah, ever since they left the office, they're not working as much.
What do you think they're really doing at home?
What do you think they're doing
in their mom's basement? What do you think they're really doing when they should be working?
I think they're just lazy.
You think they're not doing something else with Furbies? Oh, Media Matters, we love you. You're so pathetic. I think we're gonna have to do that at least once a week, maybe twice. So let's plan over nice cigars. Let's do that, Jeff. Okay, good. Let's start with this. They're gonna love this one. Okay. They're going to have to go anti-science now. This is from The Blaze. Blaze is doing some great stuff. This is by Leon Wolf. It's a cool name. Study. Getting plenty of sunshine might significantly reduce your risk of catching COVID-19. Who needs a vaccine? Am I right? A new study from a professor of medicine at Boston University. Wow. Suggests that getting plenty of vitamin D can reduce your chances of catching the coronavirus by at least, wait for it, 54%. Okay, hardly marginal. Of course, the best and most easily absorbed source of vitamin D for humans is good old-fashioned sunshine, suggesting that the best way to avoid the coronavirus, wait for it, is to leave your house and spend adequate time outdoors. Oh, what? You mean the opposite of a lockdown? I'm intrigued. Dr. Michael Hollick, professor... It's good his first name isn't Al. Dr. Michael Hollick, professor of, see, I did that on the fly, not bad. Dr. Michael Hollick, professor of medicine, physiology, and biophysics at Boston University School of Medicine, announced the findings after studying blood samples collected by Quest Diagnostics. I mean, that huge blood testing company, Quest. From more than 190,000 individuals who had been tested for the coronavirus from all 50 states. Wow, that's serious. We're in month 8 of this? And they've already got 190,000 coronavirus blood samples or tests from all 50 states. Here are the results. They found that individuals who had low levels of vitamin D in their blood had a 54% higher positivity rate than those who had adequate vitamin D in their blood. According to the Boston Herald, Hollick said, quote, "People have been looking for the magic drug or waiting for the vaccine and not looking for something this simple." Moreover, the study found that the risk of getting coronavirus continued to decline as vitamin D levels increased, suggesting a direct correlation between vitamin D levels and resistance to the coronavirus. Wow. So you mean if we go outside, take our masks off, do a little Vlad Putin, that'll get a medium edit, do a little Vlad Putin, take your shirt off, know what I mean? If you're a guy, if you're a woman, maybe not, and just absorb the sun's rays, that you could be killing the coronavirus or at least making yourself 54% more resistant. Will you type that up for me, Emo? Please. Because it's science. It says it's science. We'll see. I'll try a bit harder next week. If that doesn't get you, we'll talk about George Soros. In fact, let's talk about him now. Let's go to, who wanted to talk about George Soros? Is it line 2? Skip, Silicon Valley, welcome.
Hey, how you doing, Sebastian?
I'm doing well.
Good. I as my first time caller, I was listening. I saw that little clip you were talking about, and the first thing is
hang on. Which clip? You got to explain. People don't know why you're calling.
The Fox about George Soros
and right, Harris Faulkner. Right.
Yeah. The first thing that popped into my head is I thought, I wonder if George Soros isn't threatening a suit against Fox.
Ah, now that is very plausible because I don't think there's any evidence of some kind of change in ownership or if the Murdoch sons have sold a portion of Fox to George Soros. But he, yeah, we could be completely unaware of some litigious action that he's taken or threatened to take it against Fox, and that's why they're so scared of him. That's a very good theory, Skip.
Ah, thank you for the rest.
All right, good.
I can't believe I came up with it.
All right, nicely done, Skip. Let's give him a signed copy of The War for America's Soul. Stay on the line, Skip. That deserves a dedicated copy of my latest book. If you want one, you can actually get it. So we have a store now. I think it's like sebgorkastore.com or something. But you can get it at our website, sebgorka.com. It'll take you to the store. We've got mugs and T-shirts. Jeff doesn't believe in the hoodies. Is it Jeff or is it Shad? Who doesn't like the hoodies? It's Jeff. I don't know. I mean, you know, when you're trying to hide from Media Matters, maybe you want a hoodie. I don't know. Let's go to Roy in California, line 1. Welcome, Roy.
Hi, first-time caller and long-time listener. It's a great honor to finally talk to you.
Most kind. Welcome.
Back to the clip where I think that one senator talking to Joy Behar, that's almost similar to how some of so-called my friends had told me, oh, I got to vote for blue no matter what. And I said, okay, let me look at the blue candidates. And I said, I'm not voting for this guy. He's not really for freedom. And then they just call me the beautiful R word, as you know.
So I detect a little bit of an accent there, Roy. Where are you from?
Oh, I'm in San Jose, California. I'm sorry. Commie, California.
No, no, but where are you? Where are you from originally? I detect a little bit of an accent.
Oh, I'm born here, but my whole family is from Vietnam.
So your family is from Vietnam, but you're the racist if you disagree with them saying you have to vote Democrat. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes, and these are Caucasian friends.
And then what do you say, Roy?
I just shrug and like, what the heck? And then my brain just wrecked. And then a year ago, and then I saw Brandon Straka in San Francisco, and I told him, the whole story, and he said that's exactly how his friends did to him.
Yeah, Brandon Straka, great guy. He's the founder of the Walk Away movement. Follow Brandon Straka. Roy, we have to make a little contribution there to making you create a stronger island inside the insanity that is California. So you stay on the line as well, and we'll give you a sign. Let's give Roy a signed copy of Why We Fight. But isn't that how it always is? A man born here in America of Vietnamese heritage, if he doesn't get in line, if he doesn't stomp his jackboots with the Democrats, they call him the racist. I think, Roy, you better find some new friends. Patriots have to stick together now more than ever. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. If you haven't done so already, check out my friend Mike Lindell's incredible website, mypillow.com. I use his pillows. The president does. You'll get over 50% off if you drop my name. Call 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com, promo code GORKA. Back with the beautiful, the bright, the talented Trish Regan.
We've waited long enough. Let's get back to work. It's the Great American Comeback with Trish Regan.
It's not at her usual time, but we will be joined by Trish Regan momentarily. But first, if you are getting ready for the weekend and you're looking for something good to watch with the family, not the usual garbage on your streaming service, may I make a recommendation? It's the new movie One Nation Under God, available right now at salemnow.com. One Nation Under God is the story of David Gutierrez, who comes from a single mother household and obtains a scholarship to the prestigious Lehigh Magnet School. Soon he learns that the principal has prohibited any mention of God in the school. Weeks later, Senator and presidential candidate Weston Vieira comes to speak in the school. David has the chance to ask the senator a question. If our founding fathers placed God at the center of our nation, shouldn't God be a part of our schools and government today? The senator is caught off guard, and his answer sets off a viral frenzy of national press coverage. See how the courage of one student standing for his conviction can inspire other Americans. Watch One Nation Under God at salemnow.com and use promo code GORKA for 20% off. That's One Nation Under God, the movie, at salemnow.com. Promo code GORKA. Everybody, the whole family, can enjoy it. Do we have a connection to the one and only Trish Regan? Oh, that sound is... We can hear her as if she's 1,000 miles away shouting at us. Let's call her up on a phone line because we need to discuss her latest analysis, what she has deemed in her... It's a big article. It's really a deep dive at a superb publication called American Consequences. Did you know PJ O'Rourke has his own platform now? It's called American Consequences, and Trish is one of the publishers, also writes every month a deep dive analysis, and her latest is on a topic that is in my wheelhouse and surprised me. Trish, welcome to America First.
Oh, so good to talk to you, as always. That's a little later than normal, but I'm happy to be here.
No, I teased it, and people want to hear you every Friday. Give us your usual market and economic update. But this week, how long is that piece you wrote in American Consequences? It's a huge piece. Yeah.
Oh, did you read it yet? Because yes. I write every week for American Consequences.
I know, but the one I want to talk about is the one that's a national security topic. That was a really, really eye-opening topic because it's something we don't talk about enough. So you opened it with an experience where you are in New England, where you said the storms came, the electricity went out, and then you asked a really scary question. What was that question?
It was 98% of my town said was out, right? No electricity. No Wi-Fi, no connectivity, no utilities. And I thought to myself, what would happen if this happened in the whole country? Like it was 98% of my town. What if it was 98% of my country? What would that look like? And unfortunately, and I realize this is your realm of expertise, I'm just playing the journalist hat here. So I start doing some digging, and I did not like what I found, sir.
Yes.
It's actually pretty terrifying.
Let me give a little bit of a spoiler here. It's in the title. We're going to post it right now. It's at AmericanConsequences.com, PJ O'Rourke's amazing platform where Trish is one of the publishers. It's blackout, ellipsis, for those who aren't Joe Biden, that's dot, dot, dot. Then World War III. Blackout, then World War III. Trish, explain our vulnerability and why it's so serious.
All right. Well, think about it. I mean, we are so dependent on connectivity, right? All of our communication depends on connectivity. So there's that whole aspect of it. There was a report that came out in 2016, and then another one that was recently updated. The president, by the way, since this is America First, let me just remind everybody that's listening right now, the president is the first one to have commissioned, actually, who has actually put together a task force to address this issue on our power potential problems. But anyway, they've known about this for some time, Seb, and there was a report out that went to Congress even as far back as 2016 saying that it's quite possible that a bad actor could effectively take out our entire grid with very little sort of input on their end. In other words, it's a pretty easy thing to do. If you send off one of these particular, nuclear bombs into the atmosphere, you run the risk, not run the risk, I mean, this would actually happen, that it would just take out our grid.
So we have an
extraordinary amount of vulnerability.
So lest people think we've fallen into a time capsule and gone back to the heights of the Cold War, we're not talking about nuclear war. We're talking about a small nuclear device detonated in the upper atmosphere that creates an electromagnetic effect. It's called EMP. And what EMP does is that any system that is not shielded, isn't in a Faraday cage or equivalent, is fried. There is a surge of electromagnetism, whether it's your engine on your car, whether it's your iPhone, and if it's an electric grid provision system, it is destroyed. And the sad truth is, right, Trish, we have an antiquated, across the nation, we have an antiquated electric grid that is simply not hardened.
Absolutely true. And, some people point to the private companies and say, well, they haven't done enough. I come back to this is really an issue of national security. And so it's really within the realm of the Defense Department. And again, I credit this president for actually trying to look at this issue because so many people have just said, it's a conspiracy theory kind of thing. It can never happen. And I'm sitting there going, whoa, wait a second. Let's not be naive, right? I'd like to believe that no country would want to do us that kind of harm. But at the same time, you need to be prepared knowing that there very well could be at one point. And if they have first strike capability, Seb, it's game over.
Yeah.
Because, again, going back to this report, they said, you would have massive, catastrophic loss of lives within the first year. I mean, decimating well over half of the American population.
For those who don't understand, most local food stores have about 72 hours worth of supplies. If you don't have an electric grid, if you don't have vehicles capable of moving material, including food, you've got about 72 hours, and that's what turns your neighbor into an animal. We've seen it before. You know what it looks like, and this is the reality of the threat. Follow her right now, Trish_Regan. The podcast is Trish Intel. TrishIntel.com is the website. The article is at American Consequences. Check it out. Follow this lady. Listen to the podcast. She'll be back next Friday to talk economics. But in the meantime, this is a serious issue. We have to take it seriously as a nation. As I think it was Elie Wiesel said once, when a group of people say they wish to destroy you repeatedly, sooner or later, you have to take them seriously. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Next, Miranda Devine of the New York Post. There is nothing I love more than a nice, juicy American steak. Recently, I met some incredible patriots, and I would like to introduce you to my friends at GoodRanchers.com. Now you can skip the inconsistent meat aisle at the grocery store forevermore. Get the very best American meat delivered constantly right to your door. And yes, I said American. All their meat is raised and harvested right here in the U.S. of A. Good Ranchers partners with American farmers all across our great land to get the best quality meat delivered with free shipping right to your door. Go to GoodRanchers.com to choose your scheduled delivery today. 100% American-born, raised, and harvested beef and chicken delivered consistently to your home. T-bone, ribeyes, fillets, and more. Oh, porterhouse, that's my favorite. Use promo code Gorka, G-O-R-K-A, to save $20 off your purchase. That's GoodRanchers.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A, to save $20. GoodRanchers.com, promo code Gorka.
You're listening to America First with Dr. G.
We are back. We're in a Friday kind of mood. Nice music choice there, Chad. Thank you kindly. We have to discuss yesterday's town hall a little bit more. But first things first, I'm getting the groceries yesterday. And I don't read newspapers because really, come on, guys, it's the 21st century. But when I see the New York Post, sometimes I have to pick it up, especially for their front page. And yesterday, I pick up the New York Post. It's got an article about saving America's kids, getting them back to school. And I'm leafing through it, and I recognize a familiar face. I'll tell you who it is in a second. But first, let's set the scene. We have a cut that we call one of our evergreens that has grown and grown and grown because we can always add to it. And it tells you about how we have arrived at where we are today. Shad, play audio cut 20.
And if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome anymore, anywhere.
But Michelle Wood says that, you know, when they go low, we go up. No. No. When they go low, we kick them.
I said, no. I said, if we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
I need you to go out and talk to your friends and talk to your neighbors. I want you to talk to them whether they're independent or whether they are Republican. I want you to argue with them and get in their face. And
Donald Trump is a guy who, you understand, he hurts you. And you, and my testosterone sometimes makes me want to feel like punching him, and which would be bad for this elderly, out-of-shape man.
Those were voices from the left. They were Biden. They were the Maxine Waters, the famous harass them when you see members of the cabinet. The former attorney general, Eric Holder, saying when you see a conservative and they're down, you kick them. You don't help them. And I think that does a great deal to explain what we've seen in America in the last 4 months. And they do say a prophet is never recognized in their own land. Well, now we have somebody who's traveled from far away. She is a friend of the show. She is a columnist for The Telegraph in Sydney, in Australia, The Daily Telegraph. But now she's here in Manhattan at the New York Post. Welcome back to America First, Miranda Devine.
Good afternoon, Sebastian. You always give me such a lovely intro. I'm very chuffed.
Well, I have to, because you're a fellow sci-fi fan. Don't tell my producer, Jeff, who does not understand science fiction, but we'll save that for another day. So I'm talking to you because of your incredible column. Let's post it on our Twitter feed. Let's post it on our Facebook page. Joe Biden and the Democrats' lies about cops spawned the sickening shooting we saw in Los Angeles. So talk to us about culpability when it comes to violence on the streets of America from your perspective as somebody who's here now covering the domestic scene.
Well, you just showed everybody with that clip of Maxine Waters and Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. All summer, Democrats have been inciting violence against Trump supporters. And, you know, the inevitable result of that is what we're seeing now with these attacks on police and that targeted ambush on the two LA sheriff's deputies on the weekend is just the inevitable result of this. And it's the result of the lie that Joe Biden and the Democrats have been pushing for political advantage, which is that police are somehow systemically racist murderers of black people, that they deliberately go out to hunt down black people to murder. And, you know, that lie has been propagated from the top of the Democratic Party to the bottom. And of course it's going to make an impact out on the street eventually. And we've seen all summer right across America in Democrat cities, from New York to Seattle to Portland to Kenosha, Wisconsin, you've seen these violent anti-police, BLM, anti-FA riots, which have just caused mayhem and fear.
Follow this lady right now, Miranda Devine, on Twitter. The article has at its center that I'm going to repost this photograph. I mean, it's shocking, but this footage of the two deputies, the female, her partner, drenched in blood, that has to be the image we have before us as we go to vote in the next 45 days across America. The article is Lie Spawns Attacks on Cops. It's by Miranda Devine in yesterday's New York Post, but we're going to post the links to it on our feeds on Twitter and Facebook. I'm Sebastian Gorka. We will be back with Miranda in a moment. We are broadcasting from the ReliefFactor.com studios. If you're in pain today, if you have found no other solution to give you relief, please stop for a moment and try this incredible product from Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son team that are providing liberation from pain to tens of thousands of Americans across the country right now with a product that is 100% drug-free and that works because it targets the actual source of the pain, which is the inflammation. Listen to Gary from California. I cannot thank you enough. I'm 62 years old and have just started taking Relief Factor. I have never felt better and will recommend it to all my baby boomer friends. Don't you deserve to find out if you could get relief like Gary? Of course you do. Go to ReliefFactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That translates to less than a dollar a day. What can you get for less than a dollar a day? I tell you what, potential relief from your daily pain. As the president says at his rallies, what have you got to lose? Haven't you waited long enough? I think you have. It just makes sense. You won't regret it. Do it now. You've waited long enough. You deserve to know. Do it today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, 800-500-8384. Back with Miranda after these messages.
Making sense out of today's nonsense. Here's Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
I love Fridays. We have fun on Fridays, don't we? Until we remember the stakes.
You have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black.
That is the man who wishes to be the commander-in-chief, the most powerful man in the world, and we're talking about the insanity that has been the almost perpetual political campaign here in America with somebody who brings fresh eyes to it. She comes here from the Antipodes. She's Miranda Devine. She's now a columnist for the New York Post. Follow her at Miranda Devine. Superb piece on the violence against police across the nation. But tell us, what did you think of the quote-unquote town hall with Sleepy Creepy Joe last night?
Well, all I can think is that CNN completely capitulated to everything that the Biden campaign demanded, because from the setting, this ridiculous drive-in sort of social distancing to the max situation, to the questions. We find out today that 10 of the questioners were Democrats and 3 were Republican. Just crazy, the complete opposite of what we had with Donald Trump, who had, I think, 4 Trump voters and the rest were all hostiles. And so, in fact, I think there was...
Well, and a hostile host who kept interrupting him. I mean, Stephanopoulos kept interrupting him. I didn't hear a lot of interruptions last night. Did you, Miranda?
Anderson Cooper was almost, you know, so sweet to Joe Biden. It was almost like he was apologetic to even ask a question that might slightly, question what he'd just said, because he kept on flip-flopping on fracking and on masks. And, you know, he was most comfortable when he's talking about things that happened when he was a child 65 years ago. I don't know how much longer the public is going to put up with the media just nursing Joe Biden across the finish line. It is really very wrong and corrupt, I think, because it's obvious that Joe Biden has cognitive problems. And he keeps on being mollycoddled and held in cotton wool, hidden away by his very controlling campaign. And then CNN just goes along with it.
So you are here right now. You're in New York. I know there's a shutdown, but are you interacting with Democrat voters? Have you met somebody? I mean, you're a journalist. You're interested in the facts. Have you met anyone who's voting Democrat in 45 days' time who has made a coherent argument to you about how Joe Biden is fit to serve after 47 years of graft?
Are you kidding? I mean, I'm living in New York. I'm surrounded by Democrat voters and a few shy Trump voters, I do say. No, the entire argument that they have is that Donald Trump is Satan. And they don't care. They don't want to hear about anything about Joe Biden. And if they're not paying too much attention and they just read the New York Times, they get the soft soap story. So the New York Times today is describing Joe Biden last night as sprightly and sharp and relaxed, and on top of all the detail of geopolitical issues and environmental, it's a joke. And that's if you actually watched the town hall, the one thing you can say about Joe Biden is that he stayed upright.
That's a pretty low bar, Miranda. That's a pretty low bar that he didn't fall over sideways during the CNN Pamper Fest.
It is a Pamper Fest. But the problem is, as you say, the bar is now so low for Joe Biden that come the debate, I mean, if he actually ends up doing 3 debates or even 1, let's see, but come the debates, if he just manages to fumble through without collapsing in a heap on the ground, then everybody will say, oh, magnificent, what a great performance, what a sprightly man he is.
So what is your observation now? There are so many states that I think are in play that Otherwise, in other years, we would have written off for a Republican incumbent. So I know I don't ask you to make predictions if you're not comfortable, but we've got just over a month to go. How are you feeling as a conservative yourself? You write for the Daily Telegraph in Australia. Are you worried for the future of America, which is, you know, in very close partnership with Australia and always has been?
Oh, I'm desperately worried about the future of America, because there goes the world, and particularly Australia, which is so vulnerable to China and the infringements on, say, the South China Sea, and also the sort of soft corruption that's going on throughout, you know, the Australian political class, the universities and so on. So Australia is exquisitely vulnerable and needs a strong America to push back on China. So what happens in the election is crucial. And we know it's not just a Trump campaign talking point, that if Joe Biden wins, he even said it last night, China will just have unfettered access to this country. And he said last night that China is just a competitor and that Russia, you know, is the enemy. Just ridiculous flip of what it really actually should be. And but having said all that, I do have great faith in the good sense of the American people, ultimately. I mean, it doesn't matter about New York, doesn't matter about California, obviously. But I think from private pollsters I've spoken to who aren't following along the sort of internet and phone polling that you're seeing in the public polls, which are notoriously inaccurate, they're much more sanguine about Donald Trump's performance. They say that the Biden camp hasn't even been on the ground in Florida. They've given up for Florida. And you're looking at, you know, the law and order issue is big in places like Minnesota now, Wisconsin, even Michigan, which, you know, wasn't even in the sort of the Trump fights at the beginning. So the Midwest is going to be good for him. And then you're looking at Latinos are coming out for Trump. And so you're looking at Nevada, maybe. So I think that it's looking good in terms of the Electoral College for Donald Trump. And, you know, on the economy, on law and order, on the pandemic, I don't think most sensible Americans buy, or I think they see through this attempt by Democrat mayors and governors to keep the economy shut down and to overplay the risk of the pandemic currently, which will all disappear, of course, on November
4th. Magically, it will just disappear. Well, it's great to hear from somebody who brings that foreign perspective. She's now writing for the New York Post. A little bit tells me that she's coming to the swamp. If she is, we're going to get her in studio. We're going to talk about all things political and maybe a little bit of sci-fi. In the meantime, follow her at Miranda Devine and read her columns at the New York Post. We love the Post. Thank you, Miranda. Stay safe. This is Sebastian Gorka on America First. Do you have a cell phone? I know you have a cell phone. If it's with one of the big companies, I got bad news for you. They're not on your side. They're big libs. And at the end of the month, they take a portion of your bill and they donate it to things like gun control and Planned Parenthood. Don't let them. Join the only Christian conservative cell phone company rated number one in customer service in America, Patriot Mobile. Make the switch today. You'll get a free phone or a free month service. PatriotMobile.com/GORKA or call them 972-PATRIOT. That's PatriotMobile.com/GORKA, 972-PATRIOT.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by One Nation Under God at SalemNow.com.
He's a well-dressed man too, isn't he? He doesn't always wear a jacket and tie, but Mike Lindell's blue shirts are always immaculately pressed, and he always has that subtle, delicate little cross, gold cross around his neck. You know why? Because he believes in this nation. He's a man of God. He believes in our Judeo-Christian values. Support him and his incredible products. The president uses Mike Lindell's MyPillow. I use them, and 51 million of them have been sold, which means they're really superb. The only pillow that keeps its shape, never gets hot, and you can just chuck it in the washing machine. MyPillow.com. Use my name for up to 50% off his incredible products, or call 800-829-8468. 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com. Promo code GORKA. You won't believe how good your sleep is when you have one of these under your head. It just cuddles your cranium. Just try it. You know why it's great to have people like Miranda on the show? Because you can convince yourself when you're so deep into these issues, when you talk about politics, the swamp, the deep state for hours every day, you have guests to interview, you have great callers, and then you think, you know, have I got it wrong? Am I too close to the thing I'm examining? I need perspective. I need a sanity check. Maybe I'm just seeing things through a glass darkly. Maybe I'm just stuck on a certain frequency. And then along comes somebody from halfway around the world who's come to America, who's following the events like we are. And she says, yep, it is that bad. And we have to save America, because if we don't, it's not just America. It's not just our freedoms. That way goes the world. Thank you, Miranda Devine, for being a sanity check. I think I'm grateful. It just means we have to redouble our efforts, and that means you too. Please, please make sure that you're doing everything you can for America and for our president in the next month and a half. Month and a half. Come on, guys. We can do it together. Please go to DonaldJTrump.com. Please go to TrumpVictory.com. Make calls for the president at TrumpTalk.gop. We can do it. With you, we can do it. Why? Because as the president warned us, there's a very simple mission that we have.
And to those who would try to impose socialism on the United States, we again deliver a very simple message. America will never be a socialist country.
And don't forget, this episode of our podcast is sponsored by our good friends at GoodRanchers.com. American steaks. Do good. Eat good.